Welcome to Girls in Heels. I'm your host, Cooper Lawrence. My co-hosts are Teresa Aprea, Nicole Napolitano, also known as the twins from Bravo's Real Housewives of New Jersey. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening. And thank you, girls, for showing up today.
Aw, thank you for being here. I'm happy to be here.
And thank me for showing up today
as well. Thank you, Cooper.
Thank all of us for showing up.
You look very pretty, exactly. Fighting through the traffic. I feel like a little video game. It was so intense getting here. I was like,
it was like
in,
that,
out, in,
like
out.
Frogger.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, it was.
So funny.
It was, I'm telling you, I think, and it's so funny because I'm on the phone with my insurance company. Mm-hmm. And as I'm on the phone with them, Teresa is cursing because like five people almost hit into us, not joking around. They seriously were crossing over.
A bus,
which she called and she reported them because the number was on the back.
I did.
A taxi. 2827.
Good for you.
Yes.
Wow.
And then,
don't cut a little car off like mine and then say, and in the back, I'm staring at, how is my driving?
Right. Did they take that stuff seriously? I've called in drivers before and they're like, what did the driver look like? What's the number? We're going to call. And then they follow up sometimes and they'll be like, we disciplined him. Don't worry.
No, I'm not joking.
He's a big bus. He would have crushed me.
He would have crushed me. Came into us.
Yeah.
It was really bad.
Wait, it's perfect that you're bringing this up because, you know, there's a study that's just out today that I just have to tell you about because it's, Americans are angry behind the wheel. Obviously, you know about road rage, but they did a study specifically about us being angry behind the wheel. So perfect segue, you guys.
Oh, God, that's
here's
and we did not plan it. Okay.
The best way is the way they came up with this study. They analyzed over 65,000 Instagram posts that had the hashtag road rage. Okay.
Wow.
Which is really interesting, and they found that road rage peaks at 6 p.m.
Long day.
Right, exactly. Mm. Like in every single, it didn't matter what town, what city you lived in. If it was 6 p.m. where you lived and you were on the road, hashtag road rage was like one of the biggest hashtags that came up. It was trending. Yeah. Huge.
I'm laughing because we always do a podcast really early and today's a late day. So by the time I will be heading home to Jersey, will be 6 o'clock. I'm going to have Nicole hashtag road rage.
Yeah, so, totally.
I wish I videotaped you today though, driving in. You were insane.
You were?
You had road rage this afternoon, Teresa.
And you know what? And I really just like had a beautiful morning. We always start off, Nicole and I try to get to the gym or Pilates or boxing.
Right.
Or whatever, and I really just saw this whole thing about, you know, just I always reset, you know, I have to reset because I am very intense at times. No, but I'm so easy at times, but then at times I'm intense. What? All right.
No, you are, Teresa.
No, because I have to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I have furs, okay, but I don't really wear a lot of furs, okay. I know people out there are going to be like, oh, love her, hate her, the whole fur thing, but I had to bring my furs
to each his own.
I had to bring my furs to be stored today, okay, in Brooklyn. I bring it to the furrier, and the craziest thing is I had two of them that were still in the bag that had tags on them that from storage.
From last year.
So when I took them out this winter, I never even wore them. They still had the tags on them. So I was actually bringing them right back to be stored so that they stay nice. And since I didn't open the bag,
fur turned two colors.
It looked like my black mink got lighter on one side, okay? So I said, oh my God, Scotty, what did you... So of course my mother's in there returning. She's bringing her furs to be stored. And my mother's very calm, very polite. So am I. But when I walked in, I said, Scotty, I'm having palpitations and I'm having heart failure. He says,
and mommy's like,
and my mother says,
stop yelling. And
but
I said, Mom,
does that sound like I'm yelling?
No. She's passionate.
No, not at all.
At all.
I was just very intense. And I just told him, Scotty, fix it. I don't care what you do. But this is not the way I brought it in. I'm OCD. I know what my stuff looks like. This is not how I brought it in.
Right.
Never wore it. Look, the tag's still on. You can't even take this.
Is it fixable?
Well, he's going
to
take...
They must be able to dye it. I mean, it's fur.
Well, you know what happened? Yeah, he said... he told me that... I don't even know. He said, well, you probably kept it in the bag. I said, well, you didn't tell me that I couldn't keep it in the bag. Maybe it changed colors. I don't even know. Long story short, he's taking the collar off the one side that looked like... I think he did it from cleaning or glazing it.
Right.
And he's going to fix it. So we're all good. But anyway, so my mother...
But she was all stressed out this morning.
Why do you put furs in cold storage? Is it preserve them?
To preserve them because the pellets get too dry. And when they get dry, then they rip and they tear. And then they're not good anymore. You need to keep them moist. In the heat, they get very dry, the pellets. And they dry up. And then they rip and not good. You need to keep them moist. you know,
cold,
nice and
yeah.
cold.
Oh, okay. That's good to know.
So it's good to know. Keep them in storage. It's all good. So, but the point being is I had a great morning. I work out. I'm like, yay, Pilates. And Nicole and I were talking about just really always keeping good energy. Because, you know, we had a lot of rain this month. Now, finally, it's nice.
Oh, it's like living in London for a while there.
So
awful.
I have to say it was a little dreary. And it's finally this week. We have good weather. But it was really getting to me. But then I told Nicole, you know, we have to press the reset button. You know, spring is here. Always keep it light, you know, for us, for our children, people, you know, around us, the butterfly effect. And then this had to happen. Right. And my mother's like, you just gave me a whole lecture on positivity. And she's going to kill me the way I'm acting.
Yelled at a furrier.
You know what? My mother is going to kill me. Mom, I love you. You are the best mother out there. I love you so much. But and then, I almost stabbed the furrier.
Yeah. What? And then we go for lunch in Brooklyn at Pane Antico. And it's this. Oh, it's awesome. And they have the best Brooklyn bread. And I ordered an eggplant parmesan on Italian bread.
Yeah. So then regular.
It was so delicious. Except the roof of my mouth right now is burnt because
it was so
hot.
Do you never gain weight? Can you eat whatever you want?
Thank God I
can't. Just say, if you can,
Nicole,
say it.
I
can deal with it.
I think you're like, you're like, I don't know, what do they call you? Like an enigma or something? What is that, like a mystery?
Enigma, yeah. Enigma?
Enigma.
Enigma's a
mystery. Well, you're an enigma. Wait a second.
No.
You also.
She didn't have her eggplant parmesan on Italian bread.
All right, but usually I do, but I've been eating. Yes, I ate a bag. You know what I was in yesterday? In Oreo mood. I ate like a half a bag of Oreos.
Have you seen that Oreo bagel?
No.
Oh, my God. It looks disgusting. But I want one so badly.
Oh, I saw the new rainbow bagel that they're making. Yeah,
oh,
the rainbow ones.
You know, yes. You can make those at home now. The rainbow cheese. Like, you can do, like, there's recipes where you can do, like, a grilled cheese, like a rainbow grilled cheese.
Like, with food dye? That's
I guess,
so
I'm assuming with food dye. Yeah,
red
right,
dye number five, this and that. That's the worst for you.
I know. Yeah. I feel bad for kids now because I don't know how it was when you guys were little, but when I wanted a snack, my mother handed me a carrot. Like a big giant carrot, and I would gnaw on it like a rabbit all day. Or she would hand me a tomato or an apple, and I would eat the tomato like an apple. That's what there was no sugar in my house. There
really?
Was no candy. No.
Oh my God. My father handed me a Baskin Robbins ice cream cup on the way to school, which we spoke about this
school
before.
Bus. Remember? So
on the
6:30 in the morning,
we
were on the school bus, and we had
Baskin
Robbins.
Baskin Robbins the night before. And we would get our ice cream, and then he would get me one to go. And my mom would always make me an awesome breakfast. And
we always ate breakfast.
Breakfast every morning.
Never skipped breakfast.
Yeah. My dad would give me ice cream to bring on the school bus because I loved ice cream.
I should show you pictures of what I looked like when I was little. I was so skinny that people thought that I had. People were like,
because you had rapid.
You still are skinny.
No, I was skinny. I was like the kind of skinny that people thought that there was something wrong with me.
You
that
had
I wasn't
carrots
being fed.
And apples. Really?
Who years
ago had that as snacks? Like,
I know.
Now these days everyone's health conscious. But
I made up for it.
Carrots and apples.
No,
tomatoes.
Do you know the funniest thing?
Aww, we're taking her out for a nice...
Well, now
so
she's
sad.
Good.
Oh, yeah, no, now I eat ice cream ever I want it.
Really?
No,
we have to still
no,
make
but you
it
know what
I
have to say?
Hard.
You know what we grew up on, and I really mean it? We always ate healthy, very great. My mother cooks great meals.
No processed food.
But not like low fat or anything. We always had like... Really, but always a balance.
Teresa, we
always
drank
carbs,
Coke at dinner time.
But we
okay?
always had Coca-Cola.
Water wasn't the big thing
always,
back then.
You know what's big in my house? Chips. We always had, it's so funny, we always had a bag of Chips Ahoy. We always had Oreos. We always had, this is what I remember.
Potato chips.
Always potato chips. My mother loved Wise potato chips.
And
always,
peanut chews.
Peanut chews. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, my favorite. Peanut butter and jelly, besides the healthy foods. And always Wonder Bread. We grew up on white bread, never whole wheat.
See, I wonder if that's why you guys are in such good shape now, because you always had access to that food.
Ice
it wasn't
cream.
Special. It was just food. Whereas for me, that food was never in my house growing up. So when I got to college and I like was able to buy my first bag of cookies and eat them by myself for the first time, I was like, this is awesome.
That
was my big rebellion. My big rebellion was that I had a girlfriend that used to eat Apple Jack cereal every morning. I was so jealous. I got to college. I just bought sugar cereals. Like, but you opened my cabinet. It looked like I was working in a store,
that is
or like I was maybe like stumping for Kellogg's or something. I had sugar cereals like crazy because I wasn't allowed that when I was a kid.
Yeah, no, my mother had Cheerios. One thing we did have is
Mom
Cheerios.
Always was into a health. healthy breakfast. So we were not allowed to have any sugar cereals. And the
grandma's we did on weekends.
When
Lucky
we slept
Charms
at my grandmother's on Saturday, she would give us money to go to the store and we would walk around the corner and we yeah. would cheat and get like Lucky Charms, Fruit yeah. Loops. Like those cereals were never in my house.
Oh my
house.
God, I'm so hungry. From
because
cereals.
Breakfast has
Pelosi
to be
you too. I need to eat something right now.
I think it's so funny. Like I say, like that's the difference between this generation, like today's generation, and then when we grew up. Like when we grew up, we did not. We ate and ate and ate. And we had like, oh my gosh, we didn't stop. Like at night, like we would have Coke every night with dinner. Ooh. We never thought about that Coke wasn't on. We never thought that it wasn't healthy. We just, Coke was a staple in a house. Orange juice, Tropicana.
Yeah, were you guys going out and playing? With
That's the, what I was saying. Right. We yeah. played. Nicole and I played constantly. Like we were outside. We played. We were like, oh my gosh, we love sports. We played football
riding,
with all the boys and baseball. And we played constantly.
Went to
we
the park,
ran.
Paddleball against, yeah.
We oh, played yeah. tennis. Yeah, we did a
I remember, like, in Brooklyn, my mom opening the door and, like, yelling my name because I was out playing kick the can or
yeah.
or kickball
right.
or dodgeball.
Oh, we loved kickball. Yeah.
Yes, of course. Like, we were always outside playing and running around. We never wanted to go home,
Oxygen.
You know?
No video games that
no,
we were just sitting
yeah.
on the couch
no.
and
I mean,
not
it's
moving.
But, you know, it's funny because I missed a lot of television because I have friends that will reference stuff from our generation. The three of us are the same age, so it was like our generation. And I'd be like, yeah, I didn't watch that. Like, what? How did you miss, you know, whatever the show was?
Right.
You know, One Day at a Time or MASH or something.
That was so good. One Day at a Time.
It's because I was always out and going and doing. I wasn't interested in watching television. I didn't sit home watching TV.
Right.
You know, it wasn't part of my growing up because, probably because I'm an only child and like the fun was outside the house.
Outside, right.
You know, and now kids, the fun is inside the house because they connect with each other. The social life they have is online. Even like if you're playing video games, you're playing against somebody else in some other house in some other town. You know?
I know.
Oh my goodness. What? That makes me so nauseous thinking of that. Like our kids, how much time they spend on their phone and online and,
you know, even the games on the phone and texting and this and that. We didn't have that. If we wanted to talk to our neighbor and our friends, we had to go outside.
Right.
Where now everyone's on a group text.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
I have to tell you,
I hate
wish
group
they,
different.
I hate them. And I really wish, I kind of hate the computer. I know it's like just these iPhones. I want to go back. I want to go back to when we were little, just for like a whole year and see how everyone would handle it.
There's a woman
Social
that did
yeah,
there's a woman
better.
That did that and she wrote a book about it. I forget what it's called. I'm sure it's called like, you know, a year unplugged or the year of something. But she got off of social media completely for a year. No anything. I mean, I think she talked on her home phone. She did like old school stuff, whatever. But she read newspapers and books and like put her computer away and that kind of thing. And I mean, I'm sure it had a positive impact on her social life and her brain, but she probably went right back to it after the year was up. I mean, you can't not be in that world.
You know, listen, there's a lot of positive things that came out of it. The way we're able to research things.
And
one,
what?
Two, three.
And why?
I mean,
we don't even use encyclopedias anymore.
I mean, no, seriously. I always remember the guy ringing the doorbell. Selling encyclopedias. It's
now
amazing.
If you see a guy, you better like call the cop.
Oh, if somebody rings my doorbell, oh my God.
I guess to buy encyclopedias.
Wait, you guys are going to love this. I have a neighbor.
Yes.
Okay, and I know she won't listen to this because she doesn't have any access. She's like, we love her.
A
let me
dinosaur.
Tell you, we absolutely adore her. And
but
she's,
we can talk about her.
Yeah, because she'll never listen to this. She's young, too. She's young. She's single. She's like a cool chick. Mm. But she does not have any technology whatsoever. She's never had a cell phone. Mm. She's never been online. She doesn't have a computer. She's got none of that stuff. She actually still has a VHS. So if you find old VHS tapes, you give them to her so she can watch a movie once in a while.
Why is that, though?
But I have no idea. She's just anti-technology. She's
Some
one of these.
Just like
she's one of these people that just decided that it wasn't for her. And I kind of envy her resolve. But on the other hand, the only way that she can get in touch with us is by knocking on our door. She can't text and be like, are you guys around? So like Joe and I will be like hanging out in the apartment naked or like in the middle of dinner or we've just woken up and we're and the dog is barking because the doorbell is ringing. And there she is like, hi, just wondering. And she'll ask me if I want to go to a movie with her. Like anyone else
would just text
and be like, hey, I'm going to a movie at 3. Do you want to join me? You know, that kind of thing. I've taken to slipping notes under her door because I don't want to just knock on the door because maybe, you know, who knows what she's doing in there by herself,
exactly.
You know.
Well,
maybe she's not alone, you know.
Next time I go to a hotel, I'm going to bring the Do Not Disturb sign, and I'm going to give it to you. So when you are having sex with Pure Honey, you can put it on the door, okay?
But you know, here's the problem.
Come back. I have a few. I take them all. I have a few.
I would never take that off my door. That's the problem. I don't want anybody to disturb me
not
ever.
Not disturb.
Listen, before we run out of time on the show, I've been dying to ask you guys about Sharon Osbourne. I find it very interesting. I know we didn't talk about it last week because we had to talk about Mother's Day and everything else going on. And, you know, the three of us, once we get on the topic, like the train rolls, that's just it. So I just want to ask you about Sharon Osbourne. If you remember last week, it was announced that she and Ozzy were splitting, and then she was on, she missed the day that it was announced. She didn't go on her show, The Talk.
The Talk.
She wanted a minute to breathe. Then she came back and she was drinking lemonade.
Yes.
As a reference to when life gives you lemons, make lemonade, the whole Beyonce thing.
It was spiked with vodka, I'm sure.
I'm sure it was, especially with her. And then Kelly, her daughter, had an Instagram picture of herself holding up a lemon. So clearly, Ozzy did something that angered the women in his family.
Really?
Yes. He had an affair with his hairdresser from a very elite, salon that she owned it in L.A. in Beverly Hills, I believe.
Right.
It's so funny because I don't watch The Talk. And last week, it just so happened, I ran in my mom's house and I happened to have seen that one episode when she had the lemonade in front of her.
Oh.
It was so funny how I saw that. And I don't even watch the show. And I had seen the blonde who he had an affair with, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Did they acknowledge it on the show?
They acknowledged it. They showed a picture of her. They showed.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting.
Listen, she has the platform to do it, so why not? She got humiliated.
And what she said is, I don't know. What she said is, I don't know what I'm going to do. Oh, no, wait a second. I saw the show with the lemonade. I think they showed the picture on Billy Bush. I think he showed the picture of it.
Right.
But, but what she was saying is, I just right now, you know, please respect my, I don't know what I'm going to do yet. She doesn't know. She just needs time.
She said, I'm 63 years of age and I can't keep living like this, is what she said.
Right. But she doesn't know if she's going to stay with him or not stay with him. It made it look like.
How old is the guy now? Come on. 80? He's old. He's 80.
He's
probably
burnt.
Needs Viagra.
He's
burnt.
He's not 80.
He looks 80.
He looks 80.
Get rid of him. Get rid of him, Sharon.
I think she's amazing and she's so powerful. I think she should leave as sorry as.
But what do you think about. I have so many questions here. Okay, first of all, what do you think about. He's a rock star. I mean, even though he's sort of like old and his brain is gone, you know, he's a rock star and she was his manager for a long time. Now she's in the industry. They're both in the business. So does it surprise you? I mean, that they don't have an open marriage, that they haven't discussed this? Like, what do you think about all that?
Nicole? When I first heard that this came out, I told Therese, I said, I asked her, why now? Come on, Sharon, you've been married to him. This has been going on your whole married life. So why now? Why not 40 years ago? You know he was screwing around then every time he went to a concert.
Of course he was.
So absolutely. Why now, Sharon? Why?
I mean, he's a legend.
Because he's old and he can't get it up anymore. I don't know. Now you're thinking about leaving him? You weren't years ago.
I don't know.
He's been cheating his whole marriage. This isn't anything new.
I would say 99%.
The man was on major drugs. He was cheating his whole life through.
That's true.
He wouldn't even know if he did.
He's 67 now, by the way. We were wondering how old he is. Yeah, 67.
That's scary. He looks older.
Which is amazing considering how many years of drugs he had that he's still alive?
I know.
Well, he looks like he's dead.
I know.
He looks...
Bye-bye, Ozzy. Bye-bye, Ozzy.
I
look like
her.
You're dead.
I have to like
her. And I think...
See, I never did. Not that
you never did like her?
No, not that I didn't like her, but she kind of was like a non-entity. But, you know, when I do catch her here and there... I like her. I think she's just kept going, you know? And that's what I respect about her. She's older and she kept going. She has her own show, so
it's true. I mean, she did come out of the Osbournes, the first reality show about, I mean, you can thank them for the Kardashians. The first reality show about famous people that you know. She came out of that and made a real career for herself. You know, I mean, she was on with X Factor
and
as a judge.
And I think her children
and, you know.
Have too, though.
Oh, absolutely.
They really did.
Oh,
they grew up.
Both
you know, they're
them.
Not like drug addicts anymore. Like, they went through their phase, their drug stage, and they kind of looked...
No, they were a little eccentric. They didn't look bad. They were a little... She was a little,
No, but I give the kids credit, too, now. You know, they have, like, their life together, and they don't seem like they're... I don't know. Years ago, they just seemed like they were wasted all the time.
Yeah,
they were.
They didn't seem like it. They actually were.
So they got their life together.
But I think the betrayal is bigger for people like Sharon Osbourne, because when you invite people into your entourage, mm-hmm. whether it's your hairstylist or your personal assistant or your nanny, you know, that whole nanny right. thing going on this year, Gwen Stefani and Gavin Rossdale and Ben and Jen, you know, Ben Affleck. So I think it's more egregious because it's somebody that you've let into your inner circle. You obviously trust them. They're not going to go to the tabloids. They probably signed one of those, I call it the shut the fuck up paper, yeah. you know, mm-hmm. so they won't yeah, talk exactly. about you. So I think
disclosure.
The betrayal is
worse. Disclaimers, yeah.
yeah. I think the betrayal is worse because if he had an affair with some fan at some concert, that's bad enough. But to sleep with somebody that's part of their inner circle, I think is really even more hurtful.
And supposedly it was an affair where this was going on for a while, right? Didn't
yes.
they say that?
Right.
So that's kind of even worse than like that one time, like that one night stand that we were talking about that these rockers
week. Yeah, 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 right.
That makes last week. That makes a difference, you know? And I think
that's true. I guess she feels like, you know what? She's been through it all with him. He went through his wild stage. Now they're older. The
and
kids
what
are
about
grown
it, right,
up.
At this stage, he did
at
it.
At this
right.
stage of their life. I mean,
there's
got to
be issues when you're having, right, at 67 years old. If there's got to be issues. You
so what's your advice to them? What would you?
Well, thank you, Viagra, for that.
Oh, I know,
Viagra
right?
has ruined many, many lives.
I think yeah. yeah. they should have made
Same
men
with someone
stay
your own age.
Down. Stay down. Men should stay down.
What's the
down
opposite of
Viagra? Down, doggy, down.
Because they're not, down, dog. Because
down
they're not
dog.
Staying with people their own age anymore.
Right.
Because of Viagra. And that's the only reason why they're getting it up at 67 years old.
Okay,
really.
So if Sharon yeah. Osbourne was to ask you guys advice, what advice would you give her at this point?
I think whatever makes her happy. If you could forgive and move on, then be with this person if you truly love him.
You're right.
Every
situation is different. You're right. right. If she could forgive and move on, if she loves him that much, then she has
to
stick it out.
If you're
going to
be miserable and unhappy without him,
move on and find someone that loves you and cares for you and respects right. you. Because to me, Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton, oh my gosh, they have to sing that duet.
Oh,
and they,
know.
You know what? They left their exes, and you know what? It wasn't meant to be, the people they were with prior. And now it seems like they are just in awe. Who knows? It could just be they're in the honeymoon phase, yes. But to see them like sing, and sometimes I think some people who are together for so long aren't meant to be together. And I think at an older age, you find, you sometimes people do, and I've seen it and I've heard it, find their true love. So maybe he's just I think he's an ass at 67
right.
to have an affair because she's an awesome woman. I think if I were her, I would.
Now's her chance.
I would move
to go
on.
Have her own fun.
Yeah, I agree. All right, we're going to have to leave it there. You guys, great show. So interesting.
Great
I love what you guys
I
give
love
advice.
You, Cooper.
Yeah. Thank
Cooper
you guys
and
so
much. Love you too.
Thank you so much for listening to our show. We're back next week with another exciting episode of Girls in Heels. Thank you
yes.
so much for downloading.
Go eat some junk food, Cooper.
Yeah. I will.
Go eat some Oreos.